Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Last spring, renovations on the grandstand at the South Dakota State Fair began. This project is expected to be complete before the 2018 South Dakota State Fair in Huron. With us now from Huron, Peggy Besh. She's the South Dakota State Fairgrounds manager. Peggy, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you, Lori. Glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about this project, when it started first. Let's go back to the beginning.
Sure. Well, there has been a study on the grandstand, I think, every 2 years for the past several years. And last spring, the spring of 2017, they dug a little deeper and decided that it was time that we invested in the structure. The grandstand actually will turn 100 years old in 2018, so we will be celebrating its centennial year. And there, quite frankly, hasn't been a lot of work done to the facility in a long time. So they started phase one in the spring of last year.
And what has transpired since then?
Certainly. Well, phase one involved a lot of steel, moving a lot of steel structure into the facility, kind of shoring up all the beams and the seating area. And that phase one is still taking place. That should be done here, I would say, in the next couple months. And then stage two started just last month, and that involves renovating the restrooms, expanding actually the women's restroom, doing some electrical improvements, doing some facade improvements, and then doing some improvements to the offices for the bank, the security, and the EMTs.
What is the goal? We mentioned it's going to be done and wrapped up by the State Fair this year?
We're shooting for the beginning of May. We are actually hosting the National Junior High Finals Rodeo, which is the second largest rodeo in the world, and that'll take place in June. So the goal is to have all of this work done prior to the June rodeo taking place. So we're shooting for May, and they are actually, even in this cold temperatures, they've been moving on schedule, and so it's starting to take shape.
So what will, if you've been to the state fair before and you've been to the grandstand, what's the difference going to be? What are visitors going to, are they going to notice the change? You mentioned facade updates, but it's preserving the historic structure. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. There's not very many venues that can say that they're 100 years old. So 1918, the original part of the structure was built, and then in 1926, the wings were added, as well as the canopy. I think, Lori, the first thing people are going to notice is the restrooms. We hear about the restrooms all the time. They are, they were pretty antiquated, and so I think that will be one of the first things that people are going to notice and appreciate more than anything. In addition, the facade on the main entrance of the grandstand. Now that's going to be partially done. They're just doing kind of the middle section, but it should be visibly noticeable. So I think those will be the main things that people will see to begin with. Phase three, when that starts, which will start, the plan is right after the 2018 State Fair. That phase is going to involve the seating areas and the bleachers, actually removing the bleachers and sealing the facility, and then bringing in some lighted handrails for safety purposes and kind of changing the dynamics of the seating a little bit. And that'll be certainly a visual thing that people will notice as well, but that will take place after the fair of 2018.
All right, let's talk about some of the other things that are happening on the fairgrounds. What's new? I'm seeing something about a parade of livestock champions. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we're, part of the grandstand turning 100 years. We want to celebrate that. That's a big part of our history. And so we're actually just in the brainstorming phase of what are some fun things we can do to celebrate this historical moment. So apparently years ago, there used to be a parade of champions, livestock champions, in the grandstand. That was kind of part of tradition, and that went away. And so when we were brainstorming, that was one of the ideas that came together. And while it could be challenging to make that happen, just simply because there are, every day, for all hours of the day, there are so many activities taking place with 4-H and FFA and open class. So to try and work with everybody involved in scheduling to see if we can make that happen, that could be a little bit of a challenge, but we're not going to stop. We're not going to let that prevent us from at least exploring it and see if we can make it happen.
It's good to dream big on the centennial of something, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and it is really, it truly is a historical moment. So, and part of this renovations is to sustain the facility for the next 100 years. So it's a lot of fun.
How do you tell people why that matters? It's to articulate that to people, to say this is what the state fairgrounds mean.
Oh, goodness. You almost have to be out here to experience it. I mean, we have generations and generations of family that have, this has just been part of their tradition and part of their upkeeping. And we have exhibitors that have been here for 80 years, and their families talk about, they've been here since they were babies in a carriage. And It's our theme this year is experience the magic, and I really think that encompasses the heritage and the educational aspect and the experience that everybody feels when they're out here, and certainly the grandstand. It's fun when you're walking the streets during the fair and you'll run into somebody that'll talk about I remember when, and it's just part of who we are and part of our culture. And one of the other things, Lori, we hope to pull together is really dig into some of our archives and pull some of the really fun photographs from, from 100 years ago when the structure was first built.
Wondering about local dirt track racing. Where are we at on that? Is there a new promoter lined up to have racing?
Oh, I wish there was. We have been advertising both, locally, regionally, and national publications, trying to find a promoter for the racetrack. Racing has been part of the state fairgrounds for many, many, many years, and we really hate to see it go. So we're hoping that maybe a promoter will come out of the woodwork, but we haven't had any serious interest at this time, and it's a lot of work, to maintain a track and put on races on a regular Saturday night, and so trying to find somebody that has the time and the means and the resources to do that is challenging, but we're still hoping that maybe somebody will spark some interest. So we'll see.
And let's close with this, Peggy. We think about the state fairgrounds as a statewide resource, and those people who come again and again every year. How does it sort of help the Huron economy? What about the impact on the city of Huron?
Well, certainly when people think of the state fairgrounds, they think of primarily the annual state fair, but really we host events all year round. So, for example, in 2017, we hosted 127 events, which is a 20% increase over the previous year, and those events equated to over 950 days. So when you think about it, there's 250 days throughout the year, there's activities on the fairgrounds. And so that's important to Huron. It's important to the surrounding area, but it's also important to South Dakota because we have a lot of regional, multi-state events and activities that take place out here. So it's
Peggy
good
Bash,
for South Dakota.
It is indeed. Thank you so much for your time, Peggy Bash, South Dakota State Fairgrounds Manager. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.